Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
We're here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, y'all, so sorry.
Hey, what's y'all. Up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee. We were just doing a little catch up before we started the episode this week.
We low key had a whole podcast. Shit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You know, A little bit, right. We had a phone conversation.
We did. We actually should do like a little something special and give the folks a phone call one day. Like what a phone call would sound like with us that's not like a produced episode of the show.
Yeah, FaceTime with the Oprah Rose Show.
Right.
We should. I'm about to say a three-way call, but you know, we have come a long way in terms of technology.
We have come a long way.
They don't call it that no more.
They definitely. I was like, when was the last time somebody was like, "Oh, I'm a three-way call you." Like,
you better add a caller in.
Add a call. Yeah,
literally
exactly. A long way. Wow, a very long way.
Damn! Remember when you had to call your friend to three-way somebody else in because you used your three-way?
Yeah.
Woo. And there would be this like long trail of people, and you couldn't even hear nobody talking because everybody's talking at the same damn time.
Didn't know who it was.
Pre-conference lines.
Yeah. We've come so long. We've come such a long way.
Technology.
Yeah, I'm like, now we got Facebook call. You got every app got a damn call-in feature, which I actually hate. Like, don't
you
ever
not ever call me from that shit.
No, please no.
Like, I've actually been having some really weird calls on my WhatsApp. Like last night I went to bed super early. I woke up to 2 and they're international. And I had another one. I think my number, I feel like I'm being hacked, y'all, first of all.
Okay.
I have like another fake Instagram page that I found an hour ago.
Like somebody send it to you or something?
Yeah. And then like I said, the past 2 days I've had like 5 calls that are related to work, like not what I do anymore, but like related to work. I'm like, is my shit like somewhere that is just like everywhere in 2 days, literally since Monday?
Wow.
Do you need WhatsApp?
Yeah, that's how I talk to my family, like my family group chat.
Oh, yes, that's right. I forget about the Caribbean folk.
Mm-hmm. And it's connected to Facebook, which is connected to Instagram.
And all my shit is like, and then first of all, my fake page, had I known that name was available, I would have changed my damn at or my real name.
Oh, it's your actual name?
Yes. Oh my God. I just put it on my story. Yeah. Like literally, I just put it on my story.
Oh, that's what I did respond.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was your actual name. I thought it was like a letter missing or something.
I think it's my actual name.
Damn. Not they got it before you.
Motherfuckers. I'm like, and I'm watching the morning show and they basically just got hacked. And I was like, oh my God.
It's don't about- call it a cyber attack.
Yeah, right. I was like, oh my God. The hell? I was like, ain't nothing going on, child. I'm just, you know, I'm over here trying to heal.
Not heal. Like,
come on.
H-E-A-L.
H-E-A-L.
Okay.
I think, you know what? Because I'm open to my journey with it. I'm on Ozempic now.
For real?
Oh my gosh. You went and did that shit.
No, she didn't. See, this is why I bought stock in Ellie Lilly.
Eli Lilly.
Now, what is that?
It's a prescription. Yeah, pharmacy.
A pharmaceutical company.
Excuse me.
Like a capsule?
No, it's the company that makes Ozempic.
So, okay, they're semi-glutides, a little breakdown. The semi-glutides, there's so many. Wegovy, Ozempic. I am technically on a generic version of Ozempic.
Okay.
Because, again, there's so many. Because I was like, this didn't fall off like the back of a truck or is like some...
I can't. Man-made. Where'd you get it from, bitch?
You said where?
Yes.
In Harlem, like a med spa, not the doctor, because...
Oh, my... This Ozempic, it's giving the ass shots in the basement.
I can't.
When the I'm girl dead. Was, it's giving oh, that, it's no. giving that phase. No, no, no.
This is not granted.
She said the med spa.
No, bitch. It's eating what? Girls up, literally and figuratively. Have y'all seen, what's the woman name? She's the fucking British lady. She's on that show, Osborne. That's her last name. I can't think of her first name.
Sharon?
Yeah. Or Sharon Osborne, the mama. The bitch is disgusting looking. Like, it looks...
Oh.
It's literally eating her.
She went
know.
Too far.
Yeah.
So, the lady that I'm at, like, she definitely won't. She's not going to let you... I hit a plateau that nothing... Mm-hmm. Like, I am not going to about to be Ozempic based and be on it. Those people are on it for, like, a year. There's no way. Mm. First 2 days were so rough. It had me questioning everything.
What were you feeling?
Like, the side effects?
Yeah, like, that's what I said. I was like, I low-key I'm going to make a TikTok for finding the perfect watermelon in my Ozempic. So you basically, the things that they should have told you in advance were you should have ate before. Because my appetite, though, oddly enough, like I still, people are like, oh, you have to remind yourself to eat. I don't. Like I still eat. I still can eat like 2 to 3 meals a day. I'm still hungry. I'm also on the first dosage, which is the lowest. I think I ate too much my first dose. Like I ate my regular size meal. And then the next morning, I like threw up everything, but I immediately felt better. So I was like, oh shit, it must have really just been the food. Like I went about my day. It wasn't like I was bedridden, not that bad. Mm-hmm. But yeah, okay. I think it was mental also. Like
damn.
The first time the shot, like I give the shots to myself, like the first one I did, you would have thought I was like administering heroin or something the way I was. I like worked.
I mean, giving a shot to yourself it could be intense.
Yeah. And it's now, wow. I don't even think I literally like you can change your injection sites. I did it. I did it last night. Actually, I literally don't even think twice.
Oh my God. You're giving shots to yourself, bitch. And it's not hormones to freeze your eggs, bitch.
I thought about that. If you do hormones, you got to give yourself a shot. I'm down 6 pounds.
in a week or less than a week. 2 weeks.
Wow. Let me stop sounding judgy. I support you, girl. I'll stay safe.
She judgy because she on the reverse of the scale, child. She on the other side of the scale.
I'm tipping the scale.
Right. And can't do nothing about it.
Right.
Nothing. First of all, my scale. I work out 2 times a week with my trainer, and I'm not gaining that much weight. Okay.
I hit a hot shit.
And if you need to get it off, you can get on Ozempic, okay?
No, I think I'm just going to do lipo after this. I'm spinning around in my chair, y'all. I'm just going to do lipo after this.
That's fair.
I feel like it's kind of like, honestly, look, it all has the same risk. We're all doing it to be, granted, obviously, people are not just doing it to be skinny. But, you know, when you go on, like, I watched 1,000 TikTok videos, and I mean, most people talk about their you know, their struggles with like weight, and that's why they're typically on it. Like some people do have a really bad reaction. Like I said, I honestly did not. It just makes you really tired. Like I'm very tired. And I am looking at this, like I said, as more of a kickstart. I'm definitely not going to be doing like a year. Like I'm only going to do like 2 to 3 months. And then I think it does kind of make you think about your eating habits a little differently.
Okay.
Got it.
You can feel it also. Like I the number one thing I do is I drink way less. Like easily, hands down. Like you can kind of feel the drink. Like I'm still drinking, don't get it twisted. But I might drink 2.
You can drink.
Yeah. You're not okay. I mean, yeah, you can. You're not okay. Obviously it's not advised. Yes, you can.
Okay. Listen.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, getting shots for beauty. Yeah, mm-hmm. Getting shots for beauty is like, it's tough because that shit hurts. Like, there's no pain like Botox shots as mm-hmm. well in your face.
I thought it doesn't hurt.
That shit hurts. It sting. Really? It has like a little sting to it, like at the end.
Oh, when they're actually injecting the liquid
when
inside.
When the actual...
Oh, you yeah. feel it go inside. See, you that's the it. Thing. The Ozempic shot, you don't feel it at all. Like, seriously. I forgot. I can't believe I stressed myself out the first time. Like, I did not feel it. Last night, I did not feel anything. Nothing. So I've been looking into preventative Botox now.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So you definitely feel it. Because when they do it, especially around the eyes, like for like crow's feet, mm-hmm. they like go it's no really muscle there, but they try to go towards a muscle because the idea of Botox is that it is essentially paralyzing the muscle so that it doesn't move.
So that
you have
it relaxes.
To inject it into the muscle. Yeah. Mm.
So, oh my God. Wait, as my line, all my lines just came up.
Your frown line.
Oh my God. So it really does hurt. And I don't know why I've been doing
it. I mean, it hurts, but it's one of those pains that's like you do it and it's like you forgot about it until it's time to do it again.
But you don't. Does it hurt that same day? Is your face puffy?
No, your face isn't puffy. Sometimes they'll give you like a little numbing cream, depending on who you go to, so that it's not as intense.
I feel like numbing cream don't be working. And that's not tattoo my lips. So that numbing cream be fucking fake as hell.
Oh yeah, tattoo on your lips, child.
Not all of us with all these damn vanity procedures. I'm screaming.
I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. The girls is up getting up there, honey. I gotta keep that youthful glow.
That's which, right.
Which the age for preventative Botox, I would actually love if someone is listening and knows anybody that actually does like cosmetic surgeries, any of this. I would love to have somebody on because when I was doing my research today, preventative Botox said like 20 something, and I was like, what?
20, like start at 20
yeah.
something?
Yes, mm-hmm. like 24. I was like,
I think 24 is a bit early. I say 28, 27, 28.
I would 28. Say 24 for someone who's white, respectfully.
Maybe. Like, I mean, article today, because there's so many places here, one of them actually does more so preventative than not, mm-hmm. than I guess just like totally free framing your whole face. And it said, yeah, it was like 24. I'm like, because
the idea is because with Botox, it is eliminating like fine lines and wrinkles for the most mm-hmm. part, right? And so if you think about the pro preventative idea, like if you have the frown lines like around your nose or smile lines rather, what that would do is like you just won't have the line there. So it's nothing to really like prevent from happening. You just are making sure that just never appears because whenever you smile, there's no line. So that's kind of like the idea of
I hate mine. I need to get mine. Child, after this baby out, I'm doing everything.
Damn. She a worldwide woman. WWW. Yep.
I'm getting that shit that whatever you put in your arm so you can't get pregnant for like 5 years. And I'm just doing everything.
Or whatever.
Yeah, that little chip. Give me my mark of the beast. And
Hook me up.
Hook me up.
I know, and I thought about that though. I was like, "Damn, I can't be getting Botox and semi-glutides. I'm gonna have all types of shit come. I'm gonna have a motherfucking kale out the back of my head or something." I was like, "Wait a minute, let me do some research. So when I do get off, maybe I can get semi-glutides. I can get."
I didn't even think about that.
Yes, a lot. You know, I literally thought about it earlier because I just want to get my eyes, and then I didn't even really.
Yeah, I need my eyes.
The eyes is always the spot.
Your forehead is fine, but my eyes for sure. Yeah.
But I feel like sometimes they do the forehead a little bit for the eyes because it's the forehead muscle sometimes that can bring your eyes down a little. Don't get me started, child. And then there's so much shit around the eyes.
Wow. Look at how much you just that, even like that, like a tiny one.
The ponytail facelift.
I was just about to say, okay, wait to get that ponytail facelift. That's low key what I want.
So if you're not watching this, T is essentially has her two hands and like moving her, like the sides of her temple back. It's a procedure called a ponytail facelift where they do an incision in your scalp and pull your skin back a little bit so that it's like a awake and a refreshed look.
Wait, I love it. That now? They pull your scalp back from your hairline?
Yes, they go in. Because essentially it's called ponytail facelift because, like, G has a ponytail right now. If she snatches it, it's going to pull her.
No, I get why.
Face back. Yeah.
Where is the incision?
Where is the incision?
It's in your scalp. Like your hairline.
Do you grow on that? Like, I have so many questions. Is your hair not growing on that piece then?
Well, girl, you better go on Google.
Probably grows back, but yeah.
Add it to your Google search.
I'm sure Dr. Gavami does a good job.
Mm. Yeah, that's one to look into. But you can achieve that look with fillers and Botox, but it's not permanent. You got to keep going back. So if you want to be permanent, just get the ponytail facelift.
Mm. Yikes.
Not yikes, as she puts it in Google.
Mm-mm. And Dr. Gavami's starting to talk about actual like fillers that's from your body fat as opposed to whatever like product is used in what? The filler. And it's more of a permanent thing. Yeah, and putting that like underneath your eyes.
Right.
And I was like, ooh, that sounds amazing.
Send me his name after this.
Okay, I'll send you his page. Yeah.
Because that's better, right? Because the idea with filler is like it only lasts for 6 months before it starts dissolving.
Yeah.
So you got to keep going back.
Child, just give me a new face at this point. I'm over it. I just can't wear it. It's too much.
I mean, it's an interesting thing with, you know, getting older and seeing changes. But like, you know, if you got the resources and you want to fix whatever you want to fix, fix it. I am pro fixing.
Yeah. Well, how's everybody's mental? How's everybody doing inside, internally?
The fallout I just had, but internally. I hate the transition from summer to fall. I don't know. It really does something to my mental.
Fall blues?
I don't know. Like, you know, people always talk about seasonal depression. It's not that bad, right?
I'm not that bad.
But I don't know. It's just something about fall, like the time getting earlier. It's not as warm out. When I go run, I gotta go earlier. It's just a whole thing, and it just doesn't feel the same. So I'd be like over it. But that's been my week. So I'm trying to get out of that little funk.
Okay.
And wake it on up. But I'm good though. I'm good. It happens every fucking September, October.
It probably is seasonal. I feel like...
Yeah, every year.
It's probably seasonal. I used to feel like that. I've hated this summer, so I was like, get her the fuck out of here. I've never welcomed the fall as much as I've welcomed the summer. So I think that is the only reason. But I feel like I remember when I used to like specifically sit in an office and you're like... Damn, it's so dark outside.
Yeah.
Home,
daylight savings. Oh, the worst thing ever. Get rid of it. I hate it in the fall.
But I
like the fall. But
well, you're a fall girl. You're a fall baby.
I'm a fall baby. Like, but to both of your points, I think February or the end of January through like May.
Damn.
Like the beginning, like or April, like that that chunk of winter where you're waiting for spring.
Get Q2 out of here.
It's not no vacations. It's not. It's not no holidays.
Ain't no holidays.
It's like it's literally nothing but 4 straight months of like cold. Damn. Just the same. Because the thing about fall is like you can celebrate like Halloween, you can celebrate Thanksgiving. It's all of these different things that kind of like can deter you from the sadness, right? So you had a week of sadness, you know, you're snapping out of it. Then next week is October and then you'd be like, oh, bitch, I got to get my costume ready. And you're not even thinking about it no more.
I literally thought about that today in terms of like, what do I want to be? And then I was like, wait, aren't the girls coming here the weekend of Halloween as well? Aren't y'all going to be in Atlanta that weekend, Halloween?
Yeah, it'll be before. Halloween is like
before.
Child, Halloween is on a Tuesday. So, you know, it really goes from that Saturday to Tuesday.
Very true.
As adults.
That is such a good point, though, G. I really do not like January through, like you said, through like May. I think the only holidays are Martin Luther King and President's Day. You only get two damn holidays.
That's it. Yeah.
Bitter fucking.
And that's if you got a job that celebrate.
Right. And on the East Coast, it is just freezing. I feel like it is relentless. Like, there's no letting up on like the coldness. You're just like, get me to spring where, and summer was just so unbearably hot that I feel like I was like, oh my God, I'm so happy that, you know, we're like in the transitioning to fall. I just need a job.
Yeah.
But it is always sad to see the summer go. I get that.
I know. The leaves are falling on the tree.
Oh, are they?
They are. It's in Atlanta.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure. It's cold. New York is cold. Like, I mean, I bought a hoodie and a jacket earlier. It's cold.
Yeah. Me and my landscaper had a whole convo today. He was like, well, let me know when you want me to stop coming. Yeah. I was like, stop coming? What do you mean?
Wow. Somebody got to clean up these leaves, child. You think I'm going
to do that? Listen, you coming back in 2 weeks, playboy.
I can't.
I need some help.
Yeah, like, I'm not doing this. No.
I need help.
See, that's what that home ownership life. Don't know nothing about that. Yeah. Like,
it's always something to pay for. It's always something to do.
Mm-mm. But a homeowner, nonetheless.
The dolls aspire.
If y'all want to give to the dining room table fund, I will post my Cash App after this. I appreciate it.
I love it.
Woo, need a dining room table desperately.
Y'all do.
Yes, it's just the empty ass room.
No, and y'all hosting Thanksgiving. Y'all got to get that ASAP. Post that on the Oprah Rose page.
Please, y'all, help me out. I got to pay for the people to eat on Thanksgiving as well.
We need to pass the collection plate around.
Please.
Oprah Rose baby registry. Mine just going to be like, child. Yeah, mine is just giving life. Mine is just get me to the end of the year, honey. Get me there.
Yeah.
But I'm reading this book called The Mountain Is You. And I had a reading and she suggested this book. And it's about like self-sabotage and getting out of your own way, which I don't think, you know, and it's like in very little things of how you think about things. So that's why I was like, even when I'm saying all this, I was like, I'm joking. But how you think about things and like rewiring your brain. It's really good. I'm reading on an audiobook. I did a little walk today. So I listened to it for like an hour. It's so good. I listened to it like a podcast, actually.
I love that. So good. Come on, you better be walking.
I was like, I'm walking.
Now let me see you.
Yeah, exactly.
That is like one of my favorites to play. I think I said this before, for people to like leave a party.
The leave out song.
I'm dead.
Leave out song and mix it with a little Saucy Santana.
I cannot.
Mix it with a little Saucy.
You know,
I love it.
Yeah, but I'm welcoming fall. I feel like I'm in a little harvesting mode. So
okay, yeah, I get it. Like I'll be out of it by next week. Like it's just literally out of any season. I feel like that transition is so stark. It's like just boom, cold.
Could wait. When I say I could wait. No, I could not wait for the first like crisp. Cool air day.
Yummy.
I was like,
not yummy. That says the girl who has sunshine every day.
It'd be cool at night and in the mornings.
That's fair.
Yeah, night is cold. The night is cold. I want like consistent. That's why I said it's nippy out this bitch, so like super excited.
Well, you know who gonna be heating us up? That I am so excited when I heard this fucking news about Usher doing the fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So happy.
When
I didn't know it was in Vegas until after the fact. And I was like, oh my God, that's so serendipitous.
I didn't know either. I was like, that's so smart.
It makes sense. Yes.
Let me ask y'all if y'all heard this, because I swear, see, this is why you can't take advice from old people. My father's talking about Lizzo was offered to do it first, and because of the pending lawsuit, she didn't get it, and that's why they have Usher. I said, Daddy, I never heard that. Like,
Where is he getting his news?
But said it like it was the truth, and I was like, what? Like, because I said I went to see SZA. He said, oh, the one that was supposed to perform at halftime, that got the lawsuits. I was like, what are you talking about? Sis, I don't know damn lawsuits. And she for damn sure ain't doing Super Bowl.
Right.
And I was like,
I think he's confusing that, the Super Bowl with, what's that big festival that they do in New York that's like for charity that Meg pulled out of to
Global
go perform?
Citizen?
Yeah, because that's what she was booked to do, and they pulled, so she and she wasn't a booking,
but not no damn.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think that's
no,
right.
No, not Super Bowl, babe.
Not Super Bowl. Not over. There's so many. I'm sorry. No shade to Lizzo, but there's so many
Love
people that we could pick over Sizzo.
Yeah,
I said Sizzo. Lizzo.
I can't really name them, but like I think at most she has like five like Hot 100 songs that could potentially be that, but that's not enough.
Well, you know who got nine
got
number 17, ones?
I think you get 17 minutes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know
Period.
Who got nine number ones? Because the people was... I think before, when there was a lot of discourse on Twitter, people were like going back and forth on whether or not Usher was suitable to be a Super Bowl halftime performer.
And people still saying that. The audacity.
People with no taste. The girls with the girls that get it, get it.
Been like, saying it.
People with no taste.
They obviously didn't go to the show in Vegas.
Yeah. Or just
they were broke.
Catalog. You know what I mean?
Let me stop.
Like,
didn't pay to go.
No, but I think
period.
Like,
The second time, I never did either.
What, to go?
She said, well, the people are broke and they never pay to go to the damn show.
Meanwhile, I never paid either.
No.
I'm sorry, y'all. That was not nice.
Listen, let me tell you something. I'm still this close to thinking about going to Paris. This
Oh, you got
I think
one
you
week,
should
baby.
Do it. If you can swing it, you should absolutely do it.
Yeah.
If you can. What's
yeah, she should make it happen, because I would definitely want to go too to see him again, because I feel like now when he goes back to Vegas, them tickets going to be so expensive.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad we had the opportunity to catch him while we could.
While we could. And what I love for his story is that I think, you know, when he originally was doing the Vegas residency, people always looked at Vegas as like the end of the road. Like, you're right. Doing this because this is the end of your career. You know, and that whole thing. But it's showing people that, like, no, like, this is, I'm just getting started. Like, this is putting it into a whole different perspective now.
And he's becoming a little trendsetter, because Adele did a Vegas residency after that. I only saw a billboard, like, in LA, because I think she only did it for, like, maybe 6 weeks. But Lady Gaga also did a special. I think it's like piano based residency in Las Vegas. So like the people are paying attention to what he's doing and trying to replicate it.
Silk Sonic.
Yeah.
I don't even look at it that anymore. I mean, remember Beyonce did it. At the Wynn, when the Wynn opened, she did a residency. She did like a quick residency. So to be honest, I never even looked at it like that. And I also always remember, because I wanted to go to the Wynn to see Beyonce, that it's just like, it's Vegas. Like, that is a destination that people go to have fun. You go see a show, you go eat. Like, it's fucking Vegas.
I mean, first time I went was to go see Usher. Like,
that's right. You forgot you had never been.
Had never been and was like, definitely going to see him.
It's an entertainment hub. Fights, like, you name it, they're doing it in Vegas. So again, I don't think I ever associated it with like being old, but he's had so many between him and Babyface. I don't know who's working harder. Like, they're like the two hardest artists. Okay, like, from all of his moments, and I'm sorry, my little signal went out, but I don't know if it was said, but like the watch this. From the Keke Palmer shit. Like, he's had so many relevant pop culture moments. And it's also just an icon from like the age of, what, 13, 14?
Two-thirds of his life.
That's
because who else? Like, who is the number three? I think, you know, if Beyonce and Usher are peers. And look, and obviously I think, you know, Beyonce, not to compare the two. I wish I could find it. Somebody put it so perfectly. Like, it's not even about comparing. Beyonce is obviously just stat-wise bigger. But they are, what is the C word?
Compatible?
I don't remember, but let's just say
contemporaries?
They're
counterparts.
Contemporaries.
Who is the third person? If there
don't,
were.
Don't let G respond.
I'm screaming.
Don't.
I was like, nah, y'all spoke.
What? I wasn't gonna say nobody.
Don't let her respond. Are we speaking on Black artists only?
Artists? No, I mean, who do you think? Okay, from that generation, right?
Oh, from that generation. Okay, that generation.
Black, white genre, because at this point they are kind of like pop. Who is the third? Who is like the top five?
I think who it could have possibly had been was Justin Timberlake, but he fell off significantly.
Yeah,
agreed.
He didn't keep it going because he was on the Disney, the Mickey Mouse show. So he started as a child star, transitioned to a boy band. I don't know their number ones and how many records sold, but it was a lot. Also a lot of solo success. But then I think he transitioned to being a more serious actor, I guess. Took a break, became a dad. I don't know.
He only had, and oddly enough, I've watched that Apple TV show, which is so good, by the way. I don't remember. I think it's called like something Bird.
You and 10 other people.
It was good. And I watched it like not even... I mean, I watched it, I think, this year, and I watched it because there was nothing on, like nothing. And I was like, oh, let's just watch this, and got sucked in and watched the whole thing. Or the movie. It's something. It was good, though. It was cute. It would have been him. Yeah, no, but he never stayed consistent.
He never stayed consistent. Mm-mm.
I think I saw somebody say
Bruno. I'm here for the NSYNC regroup, though. Let's run it up.
They got to make that happen.
Apparently,
he is. So to that point, I heard that Justin is going on tour, but it's not NSYNC.
That would be fucked up.
He whack, because don't be using him for publicity, getting the girls excited, and it's just
only
going
to be you.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't care.
I was never a big boy band kind of girl, so I never got into NSYNC.
Into NSYNC because I was definitely in that TRL bubble and wanted to be at the window saying what's up to the girls. Mm-hmm. So it was definitely for me NSYNC over Backstreet Boys. So I definitely paid attention to Justin. Like, I think Justin, and we can move on after this because we'll go back to Usher. I think Justin had one of the best debut singles ever with Like I Love You. Like, how you like transition from like a boy band to I am who I am as an artist.
Ain't nobody love you like you.
Sorry. And I don't know what I was thinking. Okay.
Shout out to For Real.
And the clips.
I just said I've been listening to early Justin Timberlake. How did I think because I skipped that one. Take It From Here, bitch, might be a wedding song for me. But
I feel that. I feel it.
That's a song. A song, baby.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Could have been, but he ain't. He ain't in that top three. I don't know who else.
I saw somebody say Bruno.
No.
There isn't. Like, when you really think about it, I know.
Not somebody, that came out at that time.
I know the Chris Brown Hive likes to say Chris.
I am Briss. It's Briss Brown.
Sorry, to be clear.
Briss Brown. But Christopher, unfortunately, has had too many social calamities that have overshadowed his stardom.
Yeah.
Like, I think one thing about like Beyonce and Usher is that although they have had like, you know, little shaky things in the past, you know, Beyonce, Jay-Z elevator situation, Usher, that whole like random herpes rumor thing.
Oh my God.
His ex-wives, you know, whatever.
Why do we all know
little,
about
little
that?
Little hiccups. But Chris has had like true horrific issues that have like hindered him from being, I think, like recognized as the potential like pop icon that he could be. However, even after that, and I'll say because he did become like, he started what, 14, 13, I don't know. He didn't come up with them. So I still can't say peer.
It's not a lot.
I can
withstand. Like, think about it. Like, who, what are these artists now? Even if you say, you know, I feel like we didn't celebrate Hip Hop 50 for a year at this point. Okay. Yeah. It's been so many celebrations. And a lot of the artists obviously were like the beginning stages of hip hop. And I was like thinking, who is going to be celebrating Hip Hop 100? Like, I don't see a lot of these artists that are going to be able to withstand and last like a Usher or Beyonce, like out of the rap, specifically rap. I don't know who this, I said this, Method Man and Wu-Tang is still going to be performing at Hip Hop 100 at the rate we're going. They're going to be at Hip Hop 75.
I'm like doing the math. I'm like, Hip Hop 100, I'm going to be in my 80s. Like, damn. Isn't that
crazy?
I know. That is like, crazy. I remember when Coi Leray came out. Remember Coi Leray.
The kids going to be like, who?
Who is Coi Leray?
Oh, not
that voice. Voice.
I'm screaming. Right, voice. I remember Coi Leray.
I cannot.
Drake will be at the 75. He'll be at the 75th.
Drake will definitely be there.
He gonna be annoying as hell. He gonna get some type of high esteemed honor award. He's still gonna have a number one record.
So annoying. He just gets under my skin now, and it's so annoying. And I don't know why.
He knows it though. He plays into it. I think I don't pay. We've said it before. Like, you pay him no mind.
Yeah,
like,
you can't.
Those little barrettes in his hair, like, why? Why do you have that in your kid?
Yeah.
He just,
not that Megan.
Does is just so, I was like, why are you
not that Megan?
What a hater.
Oh, what a hater. But the real H-Town Megan was out in H-Town with the queen.
Yeah.
Period.
Okay.
Yes. Shaking her ass.
Two nights in a row.
I did not know that. I just saw that today. I didn't realize she did two nights in a row.
Yeah.
Nobody got that except for Blue Ivy Carter.
Okay, she get it every night. Go Blue.
Love it.
So in terms of the Super Bowl with Usher, what is a song that he has to perform for y'all?
I keep thinking about this, and I mean, I feel like he kind of superstar then just had such a resurgence. I would love New Flame now. Baby.
That's not a bad one.
And he bring out Chris Brown. And
right.
They, and they make up.
To everybody's point. Oh, yeah, they was fighting.
Like, yeah. And where? Vegas. What a hot spot. What would be my song? I mean, you have to, like,
I hope you want to hear Hey Daddy. I ain't going to hold you. That's so random.
So random.
I just want to get your attention.
You just open up with Daddy's Home.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Residency.
I can see that.
The fact that, first of all, I love EDM Usher. So the fact that don't nobody want to hear OMG.
Same, bitch.
He has to do OMG.
Well, I feel like that's a given. I love OMG.
He got to.
The whole Usher EDM time, I loved, okay?
Because baby, tonight.
Kind of falling in love again.
Love again.
So dance like it's the last time. No, love it.
I was going up for EDM Usher. Look at Kelly Rowland, Trailblazer. Nobody touching that shit till her.
I wasn't sure.
And I was like, so wait, no, there was some song I did see. I forgot what that page is that posted that, how Kelly Rowland started the Black people in EDM. There was some song, though, that I literally was like, wait, it came out beforehand because I checked. Oh,
before
my God.
Before Kelly?
Yes.
Was it a woman
or a big artist?
No, I don't remember. This is going to drive me crazy.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Was it Neo?
I think Neo. No, Neo was after. It wasn't in that swipe through. It was somebody.
Okay. Because, you know, Neo was in his little bag, too.
He was.
Yeah, he was.
For a minute. Yeah. He let that bag go. To his detriment. No shade. No shade. Couldn't bounce back from the EDM phase.
Yeah, he was in it a little too long.
That
tickled me.
Should have got out a little earlier, brother.
Yeah, he really
did. I don't know why that was so funny, but it was.
Because it was true.
It was so true.
Yeah. Mm. But I love all of, like, the Twitter discourse and, like, all of the conversations, or X, I don't know what we call it these days.
Bitch, Twitter.
So would y'all pay for Twitter? Like, no. If Elon's like, I'm gonna charge,
mm-mm.
Y'all not gonna pay.
No.
I'm not giving that fucking narcissist, ugly ass white man my money. Hell no. I'm just going to have something else. I'm just going to have to do something else with my time.
Exactly. Read a book. I don't know. Watch.
Not read a book.
The strike, they didn't almost reach a damn agreement. We will have new programming. I'll start a new TV show. I will not be.
Listen,
it depends on the price. If it's like $2.99, I might get a little time for $2.99.
I don't know. I feel like the principle, that shit should be free.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, though, all social media is free at the moment, which is kind of wild. And if you think about a capitalism society that we live in,
it's not wild because they know that I'm having a baby, and I barely like baby shit.
Well,
but every time I open up my damn Explore page, it's a pregnant woman or a newborn or some shit. So fuck them. Yeah, it's y'all stole all my data.
Walking ads.
That's fair. That's fair.
You're still getting, you know, promoted to. I told you, I sent you literally. Me and Dara were talking about Botox, and I didn't got so many ads today alone. Oh,
I anticipate getting those ads.
Yeah, literally. Right, because we said it out loud, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So. You're definitely, they making their money. They bet not.
Right.
They bet not try to start.
Data is more valuable than gold.
Oh, absolutely.
So he can kiss my ass.
But not.
I can't. Oh, okay. Well, good to know y'all won't pay. So I was going through some tweets and I was like, maybe we can expand on some of these, because if anybody knows the three of us, they know we're going to be on some Twitter and just randomly talking about shit. And I just be like, because, you know, it felt like it's a big group chat where it's like we only talk to each other. And it's just like, what's she talking about today? So one of G's tweet, it says, "My unpopular opinion is that everyone needs to work in a restaurant or hospitality to some capacity before you enter the workforce, for real. It provides you with much needed people skills, problem solving skills, working well under pressure, and etiquette training." Oh, my sister used all her characters.
I did.
Where did this tweet stem from?
So random. I was getting coffee. And okay. The first tweet was, I said, like, you can tell that I've worked in food and beverage hospitality just by the way that I like unwrap a straw, because the way that I do it is I don't touch the top of where you put your mouth.
Yeah.
Mm. I unwrap it and then I'll put the straw inside and then I'll remove the paper like that. So for like germs, but it was really just like a hospitable way. You don't want to like hand somebody a straw where your nasty fingers, you've been touching money, you've been touching bottles, you've been touching everything, and then they got to put their mouth on the straw, right? So that was like what I learned from working in hospitality, and I just never went back. So somebody saw that, the barista saw me doing that. She was like, you was a server or something. And I laughed and I was like, oh yeah, server, bartender, whatever. And she was like, I just knew by the way you took your straw, like the way you undid your straw. And so the tweet started like that. And then I went on like, because I said this before, I think just generally speaking, but I didn't expect for like that tweet to have so much interaction. Like,
oh, well, it was getting engagement.
Yeah, I was like, man, I'm just talking in the wind. Like, I was drinking my fucking coffee.
She was on that phone live.
Yes, I was.
Still typing.
Are people saying that?
A lot of people agreed.
Mm-hmm. Agree. Yeah.
A lot of people agreed. I think one person, because if you don't know somebody, like, you see how I gave like that context to it. I think one person who doesn't like know me said, like, you know, these are real careers and you addressed it or referenced it like a fake job or something like that. And I'm like, oh, you did this. Reading is just so important. Like, comprehension. I was a bartender at 30 fucking years old. Like, who am I talking down on? Like,
yeah,
that helped
and it's
me
not that. Yeah.
Feed my fucking family. It was actually like a pinnacle. It helped me get to the career that I ended up transitioning to. So I'm very, very grateful for my time in hospitality. And a life goal of mine is to open up my own wine bar. So like, it wasn't me looking down on anybody at all. I wholeheartedly understand them to be, you know, the career focus, but that's not everybody's journey. My what I was saying is that it should be everybody's journey before you go do some shit, because people just lack all of those skills. And we live in a society that's very like self-serving and self-absorbed. So you lack the concept of serving others and being, you know, an asset to somebody. So that was really my whole, yeah, how that came about.
I think any job in customer service, like I never worked in a restaurant, but even just dealing with people, and I mean, everybody knows me and Daryl worked at Nordstrom, but like dealing with, and people would actually, and it's just shoes, but people would be crazy as shit, or, you know, like returning shit, anything I think that has to deal with hospitality. But it's funny you said that. I literally just saw a clip of Rich Paul saying, they were like, I think it was The Shop, and they were like, what if Little Rich came to you, and Rich Paul, you know, was part of like the Bronze team, and now obviously has like Clutch Sports Management, blah, blah, blah. So multimillionaire. And they were like, what would you do if your son came to you and he wanted to be an agent? And he's like, I would ask why. And I think he's like, I would tell him he has to work at McDonald's first. Like, you have to still start and be in of service to others, because otherwise.
I agree.
And don't you still got to start in the mail room to be an agent? Yeah.
And that's what I was just about to say. It, to me, I think some of life of just like a job in hospitality or something that is of service to others is because it is, yeah, you have to start at the mail room and kind of like know how to deal with people. You have to work your way up and up the rank so you know how to do every job. Right. I can tell really good executives who were good assistants,
yes.
Like you have, because you have no frame of reference of how to, you know, whether it be mitigate a situation or think for somebody, whatever, because you had to do that. That to me is a good assistant. Like those are all the things that you had to do, not just like, you know, you get to be on red carpets or whatever the fuck people think it is. I think that's anything in of service to other people. But I also think part of that is like your personality. Like, you know, you if you're just a nasty ass person,
you always gonna be a nasty ass person. Yeah. Yeah. No, I share all that sentiment. I mean, my first job was McDonald's, so I totally get it. Like, I think like when I have a kid, like you are going to work somewhere in the shopping center or something. Yeah. Like you just need that experience because it is invaluable. Like you don't get that at a desk job. You don't get that, you know, when you are in your career and all of those things that I learned. Like T said, we worked at Nordstrom together. Things that I learned working at Nordstrom, I still probably do now. I just don't even realize it.
Yeah.
It's just the level of just how you interact with people and just knowing different personality types. Like I think I put under your tweet, G, like the kids now want to be SVP at 21.
Right. They do.
Right.
Like,
and it's okay to have that aspiration, right? Like that's your dream.
Right.
But the entitlement aspect is absolutely no, emphatically no. You don't have no skin in the game. You don't deserve to be an SVP unless you was fucking running teams or you was a manager at 15.
Right. Right.
Then we could talk, but just my personal opinion.
Like those in my book, The Mountain is You. The chapter I just read actually was saying something about that. Like for the people that are really, really highly intelligent, the reason why it's something, and I'm probably going to mess this up, but there's a reason why essentially they lack just like common skills of like interpersonal skills of things that it's like the way that they look at the world and the different dimensions. And I was like, also, there's really a reason. Like all these things, it's not just like you're just doing it for whatever reason.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. So T, I had a tweet of yours. It says, my dumbass really ate these grapes under a table, and I need to see some of the manifestations from that hocus pocus ass ritual.
I put that shit on my page too. That was the funniest shit I read.
Bitch, what?
Woo! Not bitch, what? I don't know what made me think about the fact that, remember, niggas had never heard of eating grapes under 12 green grapes. Because I'm like, did I eat the wrong color, bitch? No one had ever heard of eating grapes under a table.
Not never.
TikTok until this year, or last year, rather.
I still haven't heard of it. What is this supposed to do?
What?
I've never heard of it.
Wait, y'all really did not see that when people were like,
you got your ass down on the floor with a bowl of grapes.
Yes, and you had to like, and apparently it was like going to give you, you know, you're supposed to like, I'm like, well, you're supposed to manifest with each damn grape that you ate, do the all the grapes.
What's the significance behind the number 12? Wait,
y'all are kidding me. Y'all really did not see this.
No.
No idea. It literally, I said,
that's what they feeding you on TikTok.
I kept seeing it on TikTok. Like, kept. And it was, I think it was like a, it was some type of Latin American ritual. And yeah, you eat grapes under a table and it's supposed to be good luck. And I needed,
was it the black side of Latin America?
No, probably not. Believe this, because somebody actually sent me a TikTok of a girl saying the same thing. She's like, I ate them grapes. She's like, she said something. She's like, that shit was a waste of time of eating the grapes under the table. I cannot believe y'all didn't see this.
No
girl. I only do my transatlantic black people Ogun.
You cannot. Oh my God.
Rituals.
I had people in my house eating the grapes and everybody had heard of it. Oh my God. Listen, and all my shit, and I said, all my shit is still the same. Like,
so what I will say, not to interrupt you, but what I will say, because I don't know, this is my first time hearing about it. I don't know if that's supposed to be like paired up with like a new moon, a full moon or something like.
No, you just, it's literally, it's the start of the new year. So as soon as,
Soon as
the clock strikes 12 or whatever.
Oh, so what? That's right, bitch. You're
a little late.
It was September.
You're a little late or early, however you want to look at it.
The year. I'm literally trying to find it. It's supposed to last you. Okay, eating one grape at each of midnight's 12 clock chimes guarantees you a lucky year. So yeah, it's supposed to be for the whole year. It's
bitch.
Supposed to bring good luck in relationships.
Bitch, if you don't just eat your September. Greens, your goddamn black eyed peas, and your cornbread, like the black people told us, you'll be all right.
Literally, Elite Daily. TikTok suggests eating 12 grapes under the table on New Year's Eve. TikTok's convinced. This was me. This was my dumbass of eating. You know what? I will say I have clarity now. I do have a little bit more. Actually, you know what? My relationship.
Was it because you were smoking? Were you smoking backwards? That's how you got the clarity?
No, listen. I
might have to smoke for you, child. I got this vanilla right here.
Because we were smoking our backwoods, saying our intentions for the new year.
I mean, there is something to be said about the grounding part of it, right? Like, I love, like, even this past weekend, as I light my backwood, this past weekend, I was out in the backyard. I was like, I look a couple different complexions right now. So I'm going to just sit in the sun and sit in the grass and be grounded. So I like that aspect of it. But under a table is kind of wild.
I just sent it to y'all. I cannot believe y'all have not seen that. Oh, my God.
I'm going to look at this.
Lil Wayne right now, lighting this with the mic.
I'm going to send this shit to my spiritual, my lady. AKA my spiritual advisor.
And see what she say?
I know.
She ain't never proposed this ritual. Now, keeping like bowls of water in like rooms and things like that, yes.
TikTok starting posting about this particular New Year's manifestation technique in November. Now the hashtag under the table has 40 million views.
I need to know about the history because I don't... Yeah,
y'all have not heard of that. I'm screaming. Yeah, I literally did that. I did that shit.
Okay. Oh my God, I'm gonna do my research.
See, look at this. The grapes should be green, not red. I definitely have red grapes. Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was red underwear. Y'all, my dumbass wore a red fucking dress. I was trying to get all of the luck this year. Okay. Like all of the luck. And now that I'm thinking about it.
So are you gonna redo it on New Year's?
Hell no.
Damn, it's you're not tough. Even going to give it a try?
No, bitch, I'm trying to find a man. Like, this year sucked, okay? I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
this year did suck.
Like,
I agree.
Yeah, Latinx tradition. Yeah, according to a similar... Yeah,
Latinx?
Latinx.
What, didn't I say that before?
You said Latin, but you know, Spain conquered a lot of them, and that's of European descent. So that's what I was like shying away from. I don't want no white people ancestral rituals.
But Dominicano.
Latinx gives transatlantic slave trade, and they just got dropped off later than the American people. So
Sorry, take that back. This was something else. It is a Latin. It was something else. Like wearing yellow underwear was a Latinx.
Unless it's what I would yellow like underwear. Do maybe more indigenous. So like Aztec practices,
Mayan,
the Mayan, the people in Costa Rica. Was it Costa Rica or something who came up with like who discovered the ayahuasca plant? Like those indigenous people to like the land, I would trust their rituals, but not nothing from Europe.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't know how much. I think I'm all set, child. It's just even believe, and I don't know anything anymore. I don't know. I'm just gonna have to manifest, believe in God, and just keep it pushing. I don't think I would do any of that shit anymore, to be completely honest. Like
no. I mean, whatever makes sense, right? Like, but. Mm-hmm. Listen, I think we're really connected to the earth that we live on. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, the moon, the stars, the sun, all that shit. But I don't know about hiding under a table with grapes is going to work for me.
They're all, you know what, but all of them, like, I always see the, you know, full moon, and you take a bath, and yeah, like you said, the a cup of water at the door and all that shit. I was like, I'm good. I think, I don't know, this year has been.
Or even the rocks, like, you know, charging your rocks under the full moon.
I'm good. I'm super good. I'm when I say I'm good on every, I'm good on all of it. My rocks have been, they'd have been charged about 16 full moon. My rocks in my window. They in my window, so they've been in there for about 2 years at this point. Like, I don't even.
Oh, they've been charging.
Like, some people like keep them on them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's just given. It's just given. But God, at this point, I don't know. I'm tapped out. Like
I do keep I keep rocks in the house that I've like collected in different
crystals
places.
Or rocks.
There's both. There's crystals and rocks. Rocks just because, you know, visiting different places and I'm like, oh, this is a cool rock to remember where I am. Let me just add it with my crystals. So I do have that, but I don't look at it as a sense of like I need it beside me, but I love to have it. Like when we moved, I was like, where's my rocks? Kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
I keep them next to my.
I keep them in the house.
Yeah, I
definitely have them, but I don't. They're like decorations at this point. If I'm being completely honest, don't know what they mean. They don't. They want, like I said, the one that been is charged up because it's sitting in the windowsill. So
I can't.
I don't know. So Didi, your tweet. Your tweet is stop asking me what's next.
Oh,
period.
Oh my God, I think. There should be a bit more, I don't know if grace is the word, but like living in the present a little bit more. Like, I think people are always just like, you do something in your mind, which is like big, and you were so excited about it that it took so many steps to get there. Everybody like looks at that and be like, all right, so what you about to do now? What do you mean? Like, I just
you mean
did
like
something.
Work or like DJing, or is there anything?
It's also very dismissive of what it took for you to get there.
Right.
And in that, when I made that tweet, it was in regards to DJing, because somebody had asked me, was like, oh, like the, you know, you doing the activation with Purple was so dope. Shout out to Andre, who works at Purple. Really good friend of the show. And I'm sure you're listening now because he listens as soon as we drop. So I was so thankful that he allowed me to do that for two days. It was so good. It was also a really good lesson in DJing because it was a different audience for me, just in terms of a different customer. Like, I usually play for the girls kind of thing. And so being able to play for cisgender straight men.
Yeah, because that's who's wearing purple.
That's who's wearing purple. Mm. And that was cool. I realized I play a lot of Megan Thee Stallion. I didn't know that until I had to pay attention with what I usually would like go to in my mind. But yeah, somebody had asked like what's next after that. And I was like, well, this was a big deal. You know, I haven't
like,
necessarily
dang, I'm
thought
still coming down off my high.
Like that far. Yeah. So, and it happens a lot. People just do it without realizing it sometimes too. Whereas more of, even if they're thinking of it in terms of it being a conversation starter, or just something of like curiosity, but like sometimes I don't even have the answer. And you know, you're being put on the spot to think about what your aspirations and dreams are that you haven't even maybe even said out loud just yet.
Yeah.
So stop asking what's next and more of congratulating people on what they have achieved in that moment.
Period.
Yeah. I could not. That like brief stint when I was like, what am I going to do next? When I was like in between working. And that was always the question. I'm like, bitch, I don't know. It's been 3 days. Like, yeah. I literally have no yeah. idea. I do not know.
And I and that's okay.
You. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not okay. Like, why am I expected to like know literally 3 days later, like what the fuck I'm doing? And I was like, I was taking a damn sabbatical. I was taking a sabbatical. Like,
right.
Like
right.
that was actually my plan. Instead of just being like, I'm like, damn, well, should I be doing something then?
And like, also right. maybe I didn't plan for this to happen to me. And yeah. so I'm right. still right. like dealing with this. Like and the rug being, was pulled from yeah. under me. Like have some sensitivity.
Like yeah, I'm in it, right? Like me telling you, are you about to help in some way? Like, right. you know, you're that not part. Being you're helpful. Really
just trying to be nosy.
That's the part.
Just made me think. Someone kept calling me, y'all. No lie, maybe 3 times, and was like, "So what are you going to literally verbatim? What are you going to do next?" And I was like,
I know you fucking lying. Fucking
what? I'm like, I don't even, no shade. You wasn't even that motherfucking good when we worked together. So baby, like you're not even coming with me wherever the next place is. And right. I mean, literally just like, you know how somebody doing that check-in? I hate that fucking fake check-in. Do not check in to then see, yep. be able to like ask for the next thing. And it got to the point where I was like, I'm about to block you. Like, I literally would. Why my dumbass picked up the phone one time and hung up immediately. I was like, oh my gosh, sorry. And I picked up. And it's like, and then I was like, text me. And then I was like, and he's like, oh, it's more of a talking conversation. No, it's no, not.
You no, know, it's not.
I'm on a plane. Like, I'm right. sitting on my couch watching TV. You just trying to yeah. be nosy.
Yeah. And that's all it is at the end of the day. But like, people, we got to stop asking the people what's next. Let them offer you that information, right?
Yes.
And just check in and congratulate where people are in that moment. Like, let's start being a bit more mm-hmm. present.
I agree.
I think that's it. And so I tweeted that because I was like, because there was a second where I actually thought about what was next and I didn't have anything because I don't have anything necessarily booked next. Mm-hmm. So it took a second. I was like, oh no, that ain't rubbing off on me. I'm still right. on my high from last weekend. Like I'm not about to, you know, sit here and think like, damn, what is next?
Like, well, but I also feel like that's normal for like the DJ grind. You may not have a residency gig, right?
Right,
like,
right.
Or your residency switch up. Like, oh, okay, I was doing Soho
this
House
for a while.
For on, 2 months on Saturday, and now we switching it up. So I don't right. know. It's like, that's normal. So it's yeah. it's really very interesting hearing people yeah. be like that. But
Yeah. And maybe not even malicious, right, in some cases. But,
right, yeah, for sure.
Ask more pointed questions.
Yeah.
Should we go on politics as usual? It's been a while.
I think we should. Because I don't know what the hell this government shutdown mean. You know, when you know, I just be mum is the word when we go to politics as usual. I'll be like, this is how I get my news, child. So what is happening?
This is where I get my news.
This is how I get my news.
A lot is going on. G, you want me to take it or you want to talk about the shutdown?
You could take it because I don't know about the shutdown.
Oh,
I mean, I know about it, but I don't know about it. I didn't read anything.
Got it.
Outside of like what the GOP are proposing, and that's like a lot of basically cuts to the lower class people, school education, the typical, you know, the people who need it.
The typical stuff.
So I stopped reading at that point because the shit is annoying.
It's so annoying. I hate that politics gets in the way of the things that people just need every day, right? Mm-hmm. The government needs to spend money because they subsidize a lot of things that we do in our lives and even our kids and our parents. But if you don't know what this means in terms of like the government shutdown and what it all means is essentially the House and the Senate have to agree to fund the government in some way. So the government has to run on money. And so, you know, once they decide that, the president signs it into a law. Congress can come up with a resolution and, you know, provide what they call a stopgap for money to basically open government offices at the current levels of spending. So the deadline is Saturday the 30th. So if you're listening to this Wednesday, That would be the 27th. They have until the 30th. And then without a plan, the government will shut down on Sunday, October 1st. So that means that anybody that works for the government will not get paid. Although there are some employees that are like essential. So think like air traffic control, law enforcement, they still have to work and they're not getting paid. So even when you think about that, like, it's just like inhumane. Like, we all want to do a job and get paid for the work that we do, right? Granted, when the government opens back up, they do get the back pay. But that only happened because of a law from 2019, the last time that we faced this, just in terms of federal employees being furloughed. So where are we right now? The big thing right now is you have the House Republicans and the Senate as well. So, I mean, so the yes, Republicans. And we're also 1 year away from the election. So Republicans are using this as a way to really get people on their side. And what I mean by that is the president is a Democrat. The, you know, if I'm a Republican, I am going to work to make sure that the next president is Republican. So they're doing everything in their right to what G's saying, like, cut costs as it pertains to education, healthcare, and things along those lines. A big thing on debate right now is money going to Ukraine. So the government has been paying for Ukraine for weapons, and as it's been discovered this week, farming and their everyday like livelihood too. So who knew that the U.S. was subsidizing livelihood in Ukraine until this week?
I'm sorry, I'm with the racist white people on that one. The Ukraine got to get a check from somebody else.
Why are we paying for Ukraine?
Why? Yeah, what?
I have questions. That's one of them. And the other question is this a typical or a normal budget time? Because
no.
How are we in September about to go into October, November, December, and we don't have no money? Like, what happened to the initial budget allocation? Because shouldn't we already be allotted money to last us through the end of the year? I'm not really sure if the government runs on a specific fiscal or if it's a calendar year. But this is a very, very interesting time for us to, quote unquote, be broke. So what happened to the money?
What happened to, well, the, like, we go through this. We go through this every year. This is
we do, but this is a very interesting time.
We don't
time.
Get to this point. We never make it to the point of almost shutting down, right?
Well, no, we shut down. I feel like this comes up a lot.
Well, the last time was 2018.
Okay. I do remember.
But I don't. What am I saying?
That can't be right. 2018? Where it was that's an official shutdown?
Official shutdown.
Or the threat of a federal, shutdown.
Right. Official shutdown for federal employees was 2018.
Okay.
That's what
okay.
my sources told me, honey.
Okay.
That's
no, I remember that. But I feel like we always get this like scare of the government right. potentially right. shutting down, and then they come right. to a conclusion at the last minute. And
I think it might shut down again this time, unfortunately. In order to pass this bill that they're proposing, Democrats need to agree as well, and they probably won't because it is a Republican-led Senate and House. So.
So this was actually, in 2018, it was the longest shutdown at 20 days, and that was in December.
20 days?
December 21st, 2018 to January 25th, 2019.
Insanity.
December makes sense, right? The end of the year.
End of
so
the year.
So you're discussing next year. September is really funny to me. And that's because Joe been cutting all them checks to the Ukraine. It's given he getting kicked back.
It makes
well, no, you like, know, that was like a whole, you know, that's a whole thing with Hunter though, right? Like,
child, the crackhead, child.
He had invested in Ukrainian oil companies.
That's
before.
Right.
And so there was some invest. So that's why the Republicans in office have been calling for an impeachment of Biden because of Hunter and his dealings with Ukraine. And the thought that Joseph
getting some money
is a part of that as well.
Wow.
And so Republicans are like, we don't need to keep giving this money.
Because Donnie has his all of his judicial issues. So they're like, how are we going after one president? And we also have a sitting president who looks suspicious as well.
When it's not really him, it's his son.
Wow.
He knew his son was a goddamn crackhead. He gave his ass a job.
And
you knew your son was a crackhead. And he was out here messing with these little kids.
Now, what was he doing again?
Heroin.
Okay. He's on smack,
bitch. Nice. He's on smack.
And the Republicans are after his ass.
And he got a fucking job. Oh, no.
They are after him.
He did not need, he should have just been running whatever Biden business, personal business he got. Like, no, he did not need to have a role.
How'd they find out about what part?
That he was on Heron.
He physically looks like it. Also, his phone got hacked.
Yeah, his phone and computer got hacked. So it was like all these videos, him saying nigga, like.
Yeah, him naked him in having, the pool.
Him with little questionably aged young women.
Yeah.
Young girls. Let me be
smoking
real.
Smoking crack. Him smoking crack.
Him smoking crack on video.
On video.
It was bad tea.
Smoking crack.
He a crackhead, girl. Just why did Nicki Minaj husband a felon on the house on fucking whatever he's on? Probation.
Probation. Right. House arrest. Because now he the nanny.
Yeah, make it right. Make the whole thing right. Okay. Because
now you the nanny.
Okay, this is very true. This is true.
So I'm hoping that the government doesn't shut down because, you know, 2023 hasn't been the greatest year to a lot of people in terms of, like, finances. Everything's fucking expensive. Gas is $7 in L.A.
Bitch.
Like, there are so many people living check to check at this moment. So if you have a government shutdown for 20 days for people, although they're going to get this money back for the back pay, sure. But then while they're in it, some people won't even be able to provide for their families or make it, you know, to pay their mortgage and rent and stuff like that. So I hate that politics gets in the way of people's livelihoods because it's not their fault.
That's horrible.
The only plus is that the Senate and the House don't get a check. That's the only plus about it.
Right. Yeah, they don't need it.
Because fuck
okay,
them.
Okay, so then they
but they all rich anyway, so they don't care. They like, I don't care about the little check.
They are living check to check.
Okay.
Yeah. And maybe they also getting kickbacks from lobbyists.
They are.
There's that.
Yeah.
There's that.
Yeah. Also, really quick last one. You know, we are almost a year away from the presidential election, which is crazy to think about. So we're going to be seeing our current president as well as his contenders doing a lot of stuff. And this week it's all about Michigan. The auto workers have been striking in Michigan for 40% pay raise, which they deserve. And Biden today basically made modern day U.S. history by being on the picket lines with the auto workers. Granted, he should be giving them money, but the government doesn't have any money to give. So he gave his time and stood out with them and agreed that they need that raise. Mm. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like, whatever.
Performative as
I
fuck.
Yes, performative as fuck.
I was waiting for one of y'all to say it. Shit.
Oh no, sorry. And I literally was just like, I told you,
I couldn't get the word out.
Performative.
I couldn't get the word out.
Yeah. And you know who's gonna be there tomorrow? Donald Trump. Yeah.
They gonna be going up for him too. I'm sure.
Yeah, that's the king of performances. Like,
okay. Give her an Oscar.
Ass, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what's going on with politics. It's not the best of things. I'm gonna have to roll up this backwood again, child. I done put it in my little Ziploc. I gotta
you keeping it fresh.
I'm keeping it fresh. I gotta take it back. Oh, excuse me.
Nah, yo, shut up. And Donnie's ass is still running for 2024.
Yeah.
Well, all on damn charges.
If you don't go to jail. You can't even apply for the goddamn USPS job. So how the fuck can you run for office?
How?
It's crazy.
A judge just found out some shit about him today. Like, it was something about him lying about the appraisal of properties, like inflating the price of properties.
Of course. He's been doing that for ages. He's been doing that since Trump Towers, literally since the 80s. Talking about you just finding out. Bitch, it's a whole Netflix docuseries on the nigga inflating appraisals. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, literally. Judge finds Trump committed fraud by inflating property values. This decision strips former President Trump of control over his signature properties and simplifies a path for the Attorney General of New York.
What is classified as a signature property? Like, is Mar-a-Lago considered that?
I don't know. Maybe. Because you know, I'm thinking like Trump Towers.
Oh, okay.
He
buried his wife back there so he don't got to pay taxes as a cemetery. His ex-wife. I was like, that's actually kind of smart.
That was actually so smart. Like, whatever lawyer was in his ear, I was smart.
Smart as fuck.
Damn. White people stay getting out of paying taxes.
All the time.
Stay.
Well, well, well.
Is there anything else we need to know on the politics front side?
Colin Kaepernick is back in the news. He wrote an why are you laughing, Chief?
I want him to give it up, baby.
You know,
I know. It's so sad. I said he really want to play.
He want to play, but it's, I don't know. So he wrote an open letter to the coach of the New York Jets, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Basically asking to be part of just training. And if they like what they see, you know, they could, you know, put him on the roster. I do feel a little bad because I'm like, you know, granted, he wants to play. My nigga needs to make money, too. Like, you know,
we don't know how much money he got out of that settlement. He might not need to make money, but just genuinely wants to play.
I feel like, yeah, because it wasn't from the urging of J. Cole. I did not read the letter. I just read the headlines. And it was like to show
I read some of it.
Yeah, to show everyone how badly. I mean, I guess if this is your lifelong goal and dream and, you know, you really want to play, give it up. I don't know. Give it up, Delicious. It's not happening.
Yeah.
Also, no shade, but how old is Colin Kaepernick? Because to be fair, I mean, as a quarterback position, you can play longer because you aren't getting as many like body hits.
Yeah.
But like the longevity of a football star is not that long. Like when I think about Cam Newton, aren't they in the same? Like Cam Newton is our age. He's retired.
But I remember this was like 2 years ago that he's in like still some of the best conditions of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Like training every day. And apparently he's better than some of the other QBs that are even out right now.
I believe it.
So, you know, I guess he just really, really, I was like, damn, this is really.
I feel bad for him.
I do.
Because you're standing up for what you believe in and, you know.
And activism doesn't pay the bills, right?
No, like, not at all.
It doesn't. And I mean, if you Google him right now, his, you know, you get a title, right, for who you are and what you do. His title is American Civil Rights Activist now.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
So beautiful. And so
he probably did not sign up for all that. Was like, I'm not trying to stand up for this. This shit is fucked up. He literally did something that everybody knows just fucked up. Like, simple act that now you're being villainized for.
Villainized. Yeah. He's also 35. So he's on the younger side for quarterback. Well, I mean, if we listen, child, we think of Aaron Rodgers, but not the best example because he is out with an injury at the moment, but in his 40s and was still playing.
So it was Tom Brady.
And Brett Favre was like mad old, I think.
Brett Favre, yes.
He could play.
It's a few.
No one's just trying to take that risk.
They just don't want that. No one just wants that, like, that negative publicity.
Yeah.
You know?
It's horrible. They need a black team that is just like not even getting no advertising dollars, that doesn't have to wear sponsorships and shit like that.
Yeah.
And like rednecks giving a fuck. Cause that's also.
Or he need to be mentored by Shaquille. Cause like Shaquille, if don't nobody know how to make some shake, do something else, pivot in life.
Cone.
I mean, he is, but he know how to pivot. Magic Johnson. Somebody, baby, Colin, sweetie, you're not going to play anymore. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that this had to be your journey. And that was a sacrifice that you didn't. I think the magnitude of the sacrifice is one that you didn't know you were making. Right.
Right.
And we are so, and it's unfortunate that the likes of Jay-Z was able to ride on your coattail and be able to produce the Super Bowl every year.
Damn.
For what you stood for, and you got to beg for a job. That's very unfortunate. But I really feel like you got to figure out something else to do. Like,
or call
you
got to
find your passion somewhere else.
Call Jay-Z.
That nigga ain't helping him. Get out of here. Come on now.
Yo,
let's keep it real.
Shit will crumble.
Okay. Listen. But yeah, poor Colin.
Hope gonna be like, didn't you get $20 million at them niggas, boy? You better figure out something.
Well, and what was the Nike check? What was the Nike check looking like?
Another day, another dollar.
The Nike check, the Netflix, like he's gotten. I get it. Like that's your love, that's your passion. But I really just like so many other people in sports who may not have had the same situation, but they may have gotten hurt so bad that they couldn't return. They had to figure their life out. Like, I just think that God has, you got to talk to God and like figure out what your next thing
is. Because
it's not NFL.
Yeah. Because that's the unfortunate thing. It, like you said, he probably did not know the magnitude of doing that, you know, with an injury. Yeah. Fuck, this is potentially something that could happen every time you go out on the field.
And and
his is unfortunate because it's not based off of the talent, but him making a decision. But yeah, I don't know. Like producer, I'm sure he can find something else.
I'm sure he can too.
Childhood dream again, like stripped away, and you just can't do it. You know,
for standing up for what was right. I get it. I totally
for
get
doing,
it.
Yeah. Your absolutely. Dream doing what was right. You did the right
thing. You did what was right. Yeah.
You know, not according to everybody, obviously, but you did the right thing. And again, being ostracized. You
know. Yeah. I mean, they got to let him join. Like, I would reading that letter, I was like, yeah, they say no, they're assholes. Because it's not like he's asking to be on the team, he just wants to practice.
Oh.
And some teams, I think he's participated in some like camps, but he's never made the team. So he's made it to camps and viewings and has gotten viewed before.
Yeah.
Excuse me, what but never a final.
Football team that could take a little risk. The Rams, well, the Ravens. Like,
well, I think he went to a good team to do it with the Jets, because the Jets was, when they got Aaron Rodgers, it was like, oh, y'all might be Super Bowl contenders, but losing Aaron, they need a quarterback now.
Yeah.
So him going there and being like, hey, if y'all like me, you fuck with me, you know, we could do some things, was actually smart. It was like a smart strategic move. Mm-hmm. Because if you go to the Ravens, they already got a quarterback. Lamar is their star.
I'm right here.
He's like, you know, I can help y'all. And they're 1-2 right now, so they need to help.
They need it. Yeah.
So it's actually smart on his part. And the coach is black. So.
Okay. Okay. Well, I hope, listen, whatever he is supposed to have, I hope he gets.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Go power to that black man, because it takes a lot to ask.
Although it's not just the coach who has to make that decision.
Oh yeah, the owner.
It's the general manager and the owner, yeah.
Well, the owner be walking around with a diamond chain on, hanging out with Sexy Red.
Screaming.
Sexy Red can help. Get her on the line.
All right.
Call Sexy Red.
On that note, no.
Ski.
On that note.
Call my prescription glasses, sis.
They are doing so many of those. I wonder why. Yeah, I don't. we were supposed to do one last week, and I was like, well, I'm trying to get my money on up on the sidelines.
I can't.
But anywho, the quote to end the show, the quote is, sending big love to everyone who can't understand why everything slowed down all of a sudden. Take this time to prepare for the overflow. It's always calmest before the pour. That's for college. Mm.
Yeah, shit, that was for my that, ass. That, you know, this week.
Right. Right. Shit, for me too.
I felt that.
I received that.
Received
that's
it.
I said my harvest season, because I know my 2024 is going to be overflow.
Okay. And we're going to be looking up and wondering what's next.
And you're going to be like, because it's already in front of y'all me. Y'all ain't sitting and eat them grapes under the table like I did, bitch.
And my harvest is paying off.
Not this year. Mm. Listen, I told you, it's next year, well, 2024. Like I said, I'm not eating them damn grapes, baby.
Were they green grapes? Were they the green grapes?
No, she said she ate red ones.
I hate green grapes, so I never buy green grapes.
Ever. They're a little sour.
They are so sour.
They're a little sour.
But anyhow. All right, y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.